Welcome to the Gift of Giving Life podcast. I'm so excited that you're here today. These next few episodes will all have some kind of theme tied into Easter, and I'm so excited to share them with you. Please join us at Gift of Giving Life on Instagram or over on Facebook, and we can have a conversation about these podcast episodes. Enjoy! This is today's book review. The Gift of Giving Life book and the editor's website have helped me so much this past year with preparing for birth, for motherhood, and recovering from postpartum depression, PTSD, and anxiety issues. I have gifted it several times because I want other women, mothers with children or without, to feel the extreme love and power available to women when we trust God and build a strong friendship with each other. You will absolutely love this book. There is something for everyone within its hallowed pages. Thank you so much for every book review that you guys have shared with us. We love reading each one. Please head over to Amazon and either buy a copy for yourself or leave a review if you've already read it. Today's episode is entitled Watch With Me. Once a man commented that it had never occurred to him to relate Christ's longing to let this cup pass to a woman's yearning to avoid the pain of childbirth. Robin, one of our wonderful authors, wrote a beautiful essay entitled Birth and Remembrance of Him, examining the connections between Christ's atonement and childbirth. Here is an excerpt. The blood that was squeezed from Christ for us has the power to give us eternal life, while the blood that a woman sheds for her baby gives physical life. The work of labor often causes a woman to sweat as she exerts pressure to push her baby out. As the baby moves through the birth canal, mucus and other fluids are squeezed from the baby's nose, throat, and other orifices. This squeezing or massaging of the baby prepares the baby to live outside of the womb. In this way, the labor that a woman experiences is benefiting her baby, just as the labor the Savior endured for each one of us is for our benefit. Just last Sunday, we attended Gospel Doctrine in my parents' ward and discussed Christ's experience in Gethsemane. As we discussed the apostles' difficulty staying awake to watch with Christ, our instructor suggested that Christ's agony and the heaviness he felt were likely so intense and overwhelming that his apostles may have, on some small scale, felt in the energy pervading the area. Because of their deep love and connection with Christ, they may have been experiencing some sort of sympathy pains. The scriptures say that when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. Our instructor suggested that it may have been that they were not necessarily asleep, but rather literally unconscious from the depth and intensity of the agonizing atmospheric pain they, as mortals, were incapable of withstanding. Personally, I have on a few occasions felt a pain so intense that I've fainted from it. I think our instructor was definitely onto something. And I think hers is the best explanation I have ever heard for the apostles seemingly slacking on the job. When Christ asked them to watch with him, I think he was essentially asking them to hold space for him. I've been thinking a lot about the concept of holding space lately. Holding space for someone enduring a difficult experience is both an honor and a challenge. Our Gospel Doctrine instructor last Sunday explained that when Christ said, "Pray that ye enter not into temptation," scholars suggest that it meant something more like, "Pray that ye will not break under the weight of this hard trial." It seems that Gethsemane was not just a difficult test for Christ, but also for his apostles. As she shared these insights, I also found myself thinking about childbirth. My second baby was posterior, facing my front or sunny side up, which is not ideal for the journey through the pelvis and birth canal. It wasn't easy pushing her out, and I was making a lot of noise. As I worked to push her out, my stepmother was on my left and my husband was on my right. At one point, I looked at my stepmom, and I could see that she was crying. When I asked her about it later, I learned that they weren't tears of joy, as I had originally suspected. She was crying because it was so hard for her to see me in that kind of pain. Almost simultaneously to my right, my husband was bent over, and at first I thought he was vomiting. In fact, he was having a hard time staying conscious and was on the verge of fainting. Though they were not enduring the pain themselves, they were having a very real and visceral reaction to it. I don't know if Christ's apostles could see him as he prayed. The scriptures aren't entirely clear. Perhaps they could see him or yearn to help him. Or perhaps they could simply feel a small portion of the heaviness and pain projecting from him as he accomplished the atonement. They offered sacred support in much the way fathers and doulas support their wives and clients through childbirth. They could not remove his burden, but I suspect they were able to feel some of the weight of it as they struggled to remain conscious. It is not easy to hold space for someone in pain, and the apostles were holding space for the most intense experience of pain that has ever occurred. This perspective has given me a deeper appreciation and respect for the disciples Christ chose to watch with him, as well as a heightened sense of gratitude to all those who have watched with me in childbirth and other intensely challenging or painful experiences. Their service was a beautiful gift to me. Thanks for joining us today. If you have an experience that you want to share about the spirituality of pregnancy or birth, please contact us. We love having guests on the podcast, or if you prefer to just write up your experience, we are happy to share it on our blog or on Instagram. And also, please share the podcast with your friends. This is how the word gets out that birth and pregnancy can be spiritual. The podcast and our book is one of the greatest ways to share that, as well as, of course, you sharing your experiences with your friends. Visit thegiftofgivinglife.com. Currently, our newsletter subscribers get free access to our online class, which is growing. And if you want more inspiration, of course, you can always buy The Gift of Giving Life on Amazon, either for yourself or it makes a great gift for any woman you know. Have a great week and know that you are loved.